You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water is making its way downstream, with Racine County Sheriff's deputies called to the Root River near the county line in Franklin this morning. Flooding hit hard over the weekend to the north and to the west. Racine County firefighters had to step in to handle hundreds of calls in Milwaukee County. They helped out with flooded homes, stranded cars, and power outages. Milwaukee County has declared a state of emergency. The state fair canceled its last day due to the weather. City of Racine firefighters had a busy weekend with three fires. A house fire on South Memorial, another home on fire on Washington Avenue, and an RV fire on East Street. There was someone inside that RV yesterday morning, but they got out thanks to a smoke detector. There were no injuries reported across the board. Kenosha County's police dog Riggs, who was shot in the line of duty but returned to work, has died. He passed on the same day the Canine Riggs Act went into effect. The act, signed by Governor Evers, increases penalties for anyone who harms a police dog. The Racine Water Utility says the tap water is safe, but they're working on filter upgrades. Some have had complaints about tastes and odor problems. Water officials say it may be linked to algae blooms in Lake Michigan. The city says they're also flushing hydrants in affected areas to improve water quality. Racine's new Woodman's grocery store got the approval to sell liquor, beer, and tobacco. The council approved those permits last week. And Fair Week kicks off in Kenosha County on Wednesday. A tractor pull headlines Friday night, and the demo derby is Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep in the right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know, like, if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just am fam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and, you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love, Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a vigilante justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said no, that was good, which according to Lando kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.